in that position.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'd love to do it. I enjoy the media week that we had afterwards. Going, basically, you just go around to everybody every day and talk about the win and celebrate it. It's so much fun. You don't do that in any other race where you get to talk to people all day about that win. And so that was really fun because I enjoyed that win, and that win meant a lot to me. So it made that I typically, you know, you talk to a driver about going on a week's worth of media, he wouldn't be a very happy driver. But I had so much fun doing that for that particular race. So it's they're rebuilding the grandstands, and it's going to be a whole new atmosphere and a little bit different energy, and everybody's excited about the updates that they're bringing to the racetrack there. So I think it'll change the whole atmosphere down there at pre-race when everybody's sort of getting ready for the show. That's always really overwhelming and a bit, you know, it's just really a lot of things going on at once right before the race starts. So it's a pretty big spectacle. So I expect it to be touch and go all the way up until that moment. One of the things that I worry about, I think a lot of drivers are concerned about, is just trying to get your car through the whole week without any trouble. We've had trouble down there wrecking cars in practice and trying to get through that whole process without tearing your car up and damaging your car, because they put so much. There's a lot of little detail work goes into the 500 car that don't go into the backup. And when you have to pull that backup, we always have a couple question marks about whether you're giving up a tenth or, you know, half a tenth in speed because of the details that you got into that other car. So you don't want to have to go through that. I've had to go through that before, and it's frustrating.
The 500 win, it just seemed like your bravado and swagger just went through the roof after you won that race. Am I on the right track there?
I felt real good.
Confidence level and stuff?
Well, I felt great about being in the chase. I'm a driver with a team, and we're not a team known for winning a lot of races, right? So here we come, and we win the first race of the season, and I thought, you know, all season, all I could think about was, man, we're going to be, you know, chewing our nails all year trying to figure out how we're going to get in that chase if winning's this important, and we're not able to win. If we go through the whole year trying to win and not win, we're going to be chewing our fingernails all the way to the last race at Richmond trying to get in. So when we come out, that was the first thing I said, I think, when I got out of the car, was that we're in a chase.
Yeah.
So
I'll be honest, I didn't understand it at that point. I was like, what is he talking about?
Right. I was so glad to have that monkey off our back, and just to have that relief to know that we didn't have to worry about that. And I think that did give us – we had such a different disposition as a team after that, having that pressure off. And it just allowed us to just go race and have fun. We didn't have to worry about points at all.
Right.
That's all I've done my whole career was count points, you know, and talk, you know, count the other guys' points and my points, and damn, didn't have to worry about none of that. It was fun.
Good.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Tim.
Yes, sir.